This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Hundreds of mourners gathered in Northboro today to bury a 28-year-old Army specialist killed in Afghanistan this month. WBUR's Deborah Becker was at his funeral.
Brian Arsenault's mother, Leslie, entered the St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church behind her son's flag-draped casket, clutching his teddy bear. Those who spoke at the funeral recalled Arsenault as fun-loving, free-spirited, a talented hockey player, devoted to his family and friends, and a young man who gave his life for a cause he believed in. His cousin, Elliot Arsenault, was among those who spoke.
I know from the bottom of my broken heart, I will always smile when I think of him, and I'm saddened to say that the things will never be the same without him here with us.
Arsenault is the 49th service member connected to Massachusetts killed in Afghanistan. The Defense Department says he died after he was hurt when his unit was engaged by enemy small arms fire. Arsenault, a Northboro native and 2004 graduate of Algonquin Regional High School, enlisted in 2011. He completed his airborne training in 2012 and was a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne Division based at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He had been in Afghanistan since January and was due home in November. During the homily, Reverend James Houston told mourners that soldiers have a unique religious significance.
You know who was the first person in Scripture who recognized that Jesus was God's Son sent to love us? It was the soldiers. And I think ever since then that Jesus has a very special place for soldiers, his heart and his mind.
Mourners joined in singing the national anthem to end the service. Dozens of people waving American flags lined the procession route to the Howard Street Cemetery in Northboro, where Arsenault was buried with full military honors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.